welcome back to our second episode for the Tome of Foes adventure. Let's listen as our heroes fight against Orcus to save all of the realms.
I just rolled another 20, so so you do get chill touched.
This guy loves
he loves
touch.
Stop touching.
Actually.
He has disadvantage on any spells or attacks on me.
Wait, wasn't that for any of us?
Yeah.
Wait,
hold on.
No. For you guys, you have an advantage on saving throws. I have purity of spirit, so I automatically have protection from good and evil, and my spell guard save shield or spell guard shield gives me gives advantage to me on saving throws against spells. And spells have disadvantage against me.
Okay. How does a 17 look for you?
Against my AC?
Yes.
I'm fine.
He doesn't chill touch you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tatharoth.
So, what does your thing do, Jennifer? That you're going to do for me?
I have a thing that I can touch your weapon and make it more powerful, but I have another thing I want to do first.
Okay. So the
just to update this scene a little bit. 60 feet away, Orcus. And then there's a little group of you guys with two ghouls, a Death Knight, and a zombie T-Rex. And then slightly outside the door is Adira.
Did the 20 radiant damage not finish off that one ghoul?
I'm sorry, sir. No, it did not.
Okay, so
don't forget you have haste too.
I do have haste. So Tefaroth, with a blood curdling roar. Charges at Orcus, and if I have to run through, let's see, do I want to do this? Okay, so I'm going to run at him, and if I have 60 feet of movement, would I theoretically have any opportunity attack type bullshit?
I will have a ghoul try to give you an attack.
That's it?
One ghoul.
From what I can see in front of me?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I'll run through that.
How about a 10?
His claws bounce uselessly against my pecs. It does draw a little bit of blood, but I like it. So Tefaroth charges up to Orcus, screams at him, "All right, let's see if I'm smart enough to figure this out. I'm going to do such. Step one, I do reckless attack. I now have advantage on my... on my first attack against this boy. Step two, I sacrifice my advantage using my samurai feature called Rapid Strike. Starting at 15th level, you learn to trade accuracy for swift strikes. If you take an attack action on your turn and have advantage on the attack, roll against one of the targets, you forego the advantage for that roll and make an additional weapon attack against that target. I can only do that once. So for this first attack, I strike twice. So I will roll a d20 two times for this boy. Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does not hit.
Do I have... can I use my inspiring word to add 12 to it? Or d12?
You've said so many words.
Tiffany gave me something, right?
I gave you haste. Oh, yeah. Your bardic inspiration.
Do we all get haste?
No, just me.
Just him. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So that means I roll this d12, right?
If you want to use it right now, you use it right now.
You got it, girl. Okay, there we go. So, does a 27 hit his AC?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
He takes 28 damage for this one.
Okay.
Because that was two strikes. I jump in the air, give him two strikes. For my second attack, I don't think I can do anything stupid. Cool. My second attack, I get a 35 hit?
Let me see here. Yes, it does.
Nice. Okay. And that is 16 damage. And, oh wait, he's taken an extra 6 damage. So sorry about that, Michael. And the third strike is... Fuck, I'm rolling like poopies. 18 to hit.
That will miss.
Dang it. That's my turn. I'm standing in front of him, grimacing at him.
He goes, "How dare you?" And he swings his big ugly tail at you. And that is going to be a 23.
Misses. I put up my Masamune and I just let it crash against the sword and I don't take any the full brunt of it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, Neve.
So I want to do, so I can, my range, because I can fly, is 50 feet. Do you think I can touch him at this point within a range of 50 feet?
He'll be just out of your range.
Okay, then I need to change what I gotta do.
Like so close. So
it's okay. I will move forward 50 feet.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do Flame Strike, or should I cast the thing? No, because it's going to be a while. Is anyone near me have a weapon that they would like to have some extra zhuzh up damage?
Oh, my turn's not over.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Michael, can I? I need to do something. Michael, please, we're level 20. I don't know how to play.
Oh, God. What are you trying to do? What are you doing?
I'm going to use another action.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit him 3 more times.
What?
Okay.
Is that fine? Okay, I'm going to do it. All right, because I have haste. I forgot about it. I'm stupid. And I'm rolling bad, so that's good for you. There's a 24 hit.
A 24 hits.
Okay, I'm just roll all three. Okay, that's a 19. Ooh, I wish I had.
That misses.
No, I rolled a 19.
Oh.
So 28.
That hits.
Does a 21 hit.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just roll 6d6 plus 12. Where's the d6? 6. 33 damage.
33?
And if he has resistance to slashing, I say no, sir, because of my Vorpal Sword.
Mm.
And I use my Action Surge to give myself another action. And
shut him up.
I've got it.
And
never going to get to go.
I attack him 3 more times. Does a 20... What's his AC, so I can stop asking?
It's 20.
Okay, so my first one's 24, second one is 30, fourth one is 24 again. That's another... Did I really just roll the exact same thing? 33, apparently.
Are you done?
I think so. I'm probably forgetting something.
All right, even if you're not done, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. It's been. I have to pee anyways, and I want to go.
I think he's going to hit you with his tail again just for fun.
We said that he's not actually got any sort of special thing for radiant damage, right? Like he doesn't take extra or anything?
The ghouls didn't.
The ghouls didn't, so we don't know. Okay, so I'm going to fly forward 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to do my famous Toll the Dead, which another character of mine loves to do, which is where I point my horrible bird claw at Orcus, and a terrible bell ringing fills the air. And he definitely is missing some hit points, correct?
Yes.
Like a good amount of them. Okay, cool. So I'm going to do 4d12 plus 5 necrotic damage upon him. If I can find a d12.
He is actually immune to necrotic damage.
Are he? Okay. That's an action. All right. So I could do a bonus action, I guess. Wait, so can I heal people now? Like, are people... Zanika, I know we can't heal her until the end of her turn, right?
Yeah.
Is anyone else...
Yeah, I don't think anyone else is injured.
Well, dang! I don't know if I can do anything. I can't believe this.
I can't believe this is happening to us.
I can't believe I'm being owned in this way.
I had so many actions. All right,
I'm done.
Who do you think is, like, on the outside of this little cache of people here?
Me.
No, I'm above it. I'm flying.
Okay. So we're going to say...
I mean, Adira is definitely outside.
Yeah.
Right?
She's outside the door.
I'm going to say that Eckhard is going to get attacked by a ghoul.
Mm.
How do you feel about, like, 14?
I feel like they have disadvantage when they attack me. So 14, if it's a 14, then no, that won't hit.
Okay. And then how about for Aelor... How about a 6? Does a 6 hit your armor class?
I feel like they also have. He also has disadvantage against him because of my protection.
I mean, he got a 6.
All right, fine. Be that way. So the Death Knight like shrieks in this horrible, horrible noise and throws a hellfire orb, and a magical ball of fire explodes. Everybody, well, not
wait,
everybody.
Wait, hold on. So. How far away were the ghouls from us?
They're surrounding you.
Dang it.
Okay. So Hellfire Orb is chucked, and it's going to get Tiffany. It's going to get Eckhard and Aelor. So you need to make a DC 18 Dex saving throw.
Just Dex, not athletics or
Dex. Dex.
And does he get advantage on that from Eckhart?
I got a 31.
I got a good 6.
But Eckhart, you don't. Is your saving throw a thing?
Sorry, my dexterity is really bad. So can it be something else?
No.
Dexterity
brave.
Plus 10, 21.
Okay, so Aelor fails and everyone else succeeds.
Great. Did he roll advantage on his saving throw?
No, I
no. Let's. We asked you 17 times.
I forget. I've never played this character before.
It didn't matter. I got 3 and another 5.
All right. So Aelor is going to take 70 damage.
Yeah, I guess I have 10 health.
Oh no! Aelor, we gotta help Aelor.
You have 10 health.
Yep. I have a total of 102 HP.
Okay. Well, I can probably help next. Either myself or
Tiffany.
Don't worry.
Well, there's several of us that can heal.
I have a plan.
And then the other two are gonna take half damage, so 34 for each of you.
Dang.
34. That's an unfair amount of damage.
It is. It's a lot, and I feel bad, but you know.
I feel like
I don't
you don't
think you
it's
do. I'm not getting that from you.
It's my job to try to hurt everybody.
Owie. I should not have cut off that toe.
My toe.
I'm trying to, like, I need to be mean.
Hit me, daddy.
You didn't let me do necrotic damage, and that was mean. I have a lot of necrotic spells. I'm sad.
Spit in my mouth. Right.
Well, so then...
Jeez, Dad.
The T-Rex zombie is going to do multi-attack, so it's going to bite Eckhart. That's you, Matthew.
Okay, it has disadvantage.
Man, I wish he didn't. It's 19 to hit.
Nope.
And then he's gonna go after Tiffany. You're getting a tail coming your way. A 19.
That doesn't hit.
Okay.
Back off.
Wait, is Tiffany within 5 feet of me?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. No.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, she totally. Is.
Then,
exactly.
Then all attacks against her also have disadvantage.
Okay. Well, it missed anyway.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But still, for
everybody, form a tight circle around me.
Yes, please do, so I can do area attacks. Please.
I think it's funny. It's now, Michael, my goal to every single character that I make somehow give you disadvantage on attacking me.
So we've completed one round of combat. Congratulations, Yay! Everybody.
What? Yay, we're almost alive.
So now, you're saying now's the time to break out the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
I was trying.
Tiffany, you're up.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Shoot.
I wasn't ready. Shoot. Sorry. Tiffany... She says, she looks at everyone and she says, it's showtime. And then she turns around and as she's spinning in like a magical girl anime fashion, light just starts beaming out of her everywhere. And on my magic carpet, I make the carpet go. So I'm just a beam. I'm a light beam just going towards Orcus.
Baby, you're a firework.
I feel like Tiffany is really into RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes or no?
100%. Contessa is her name.
Yes.
So I'm going to move within 10 feet of Orcus so that he gets all of this bad light. Mm-hmm. I know this is dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's no dumb moves.
That's dumb to move within that close of range. So I'm going to do that. That is an action. And then I am going, since I am still at range, I am going to shoot him with my... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do my radiant consumption. That's what it's called. It does do damage. He'll take turns... Radiant damage equal to half my level. So he'll take 10.
Okay. He doesn't like it.
Radiant. 10 radiant damage. And then I am going to shoot him. I'm doing damage. I might as well. Let's go for broke.
Go for it.
23 again.
That hits.
To hit. Oh, gosh. Dang it. Dag nabbit. I rolled minimum damage. So I got 6.
No.
He doesn't like it, though. He doesn't care for it at all.
He's going to smash my face in.
Are you next to him or?
I'm within 10 feet.
Oh, cool. Me and you up in his face. I'm just like slashing like an anime.
I'm flying above his head.
Can I stand right behind Tefaroth?
Owen's looking at the spells that I'm looking up and he keeps glaring at me.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. I can once on each of my turns, mm-hmm. which that's still my turn. I can deal extra radiant damage equivalent to my level. So then he'll take another 20 radiant damage. Okay.
All
400 right. hit points to go, guys.
And you can be healed again. And we're at Aelor now.
You force my hand. Invulnerability.
Oh, you cast invulnerability?
Yep. I'm immune to all damage till the spell ends.
Yay.
Nice.
That's good. That's what you gotta do, though. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. You gotta protect yourself.
You gotta take care of number
one. Oh, exactly. Actually, I'm sorry.
Never mind, I don't.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Thank you, Dad.
And I keep knocking his earpiece out.
Never mind, I actually cast Foresight.
Oh, hold on one second.
No.
Because Orcus does get to take a lair action right after Tiffany.
Oh, no.
And
Orcus!
I don't want to do this.
He's going to do it anyway.
This doesn't make me happy, but this is the only thing that I can
Wait,
do.
Actually.
The only thing I can do is do a lair action and do power word kill.
Okay. Oh my god.
No!
On Aelor, because that's the only person it'll work on.
Oh.
Wow. And
that's so rude.
Wow,
so
your
you
own
need
child.
To make a DC save 23.
And
oh,
what?
You get saving, right?
Note that he has advantage and a +4 on all saving throws.
And he has bardic inspiration, so you can use an additional D12 to add if you need.
Hypothetically.
Why does it just say, it just says, oh, it must be against his, whatever his spell casting is, right? So it's charisma.
Oh, that's his is all right. That's not great for me. I may or may not have -1.
I can bring you back. I got revivify.
Do that, please.
So,
hey, at least he can't turn me into a zombie yet because he's using powered word kill.
Yeah.
So go ahead and Roll that.
So against charisma, correct?
I can even bring back someone that's been dead for 200 years.
What?
I can.
I guess it's a charisma.
I mean, I'm fine with wisdom or strength. That's plus nine,
Let me
please.
Let just take one more second and make sure I'm getting it. Orcus's spellcasting ability is charisma.
Makes yep. sense.
Yep. Oh, he's well, a bard. Okay.
Time to die. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm gonna die.
Wait. Well, you remember you have advantage and a plus four by default.
It's not gonna be great either way, guys. I'm probably gonna roll a one.
Probably okay. want to use that
advantage plus four plus a d12.
Probably want to use that d12.
Don't channel Jennifer.
Yeah. Don't be like me. Because you'll be dead.
So wait, that's a lair action?
It's a lair action, yeah. He gets to do that once per turn.
I have to be at full health or he's going to kill me instantly.
That is oh, correct. No. You are correct.
I need to be. I have 102 health. That's right, barely
go
enough.
Ahead, roll that, buddy.
All right, first one, 13 plus minus 1.
So 12, but then you get to do what?
Plus 4.
Plus 4.
Advantage.
So that's 16.
Yeah, so I have advantage.
Let's try that advantage first.
Oh, you have advantage. Yeah, yeah, you've got advantage.
Yeah, roll the
so, so that one was 16, correct?
Yes.
30 rolled a 12. So, yeah. You roll a 13 and had minus 1. So.
Yeah, so 16, correct. Right?
Yes. Plus 4. We'll roll that baby again.
And the other one, it's not better.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I can use my inspiration.
So you can roll a d12. You're at 16 right now.
You have about a 50% chance of making
it. You're at 16 right now.
Wait, what? How much do I need to get? 23.
23,
right?
And you roll a d12.
All right.
It's a 50% chance.
Yeah, I don't have great luck, guys.
Everybody clap.
That's a good 7. I think I live.
Hey, it's right? a 23.
Is that right?
It's equals a 23, yeah. 16 yes. plus 7 yeah, is 23. Yeah.
I am unable to kill my own son.
Wait, so can't you make another lair action, though? Like, next one?
Next turn I can, yeah.
So after my turn you can do it?
No.
All right, so you can't power word kill me again, correct?
Well, I'm not going that far.
What spell slot is that?
It's not. Mind it's level? A lair. It's a lair action.
You can do that once
Someone
per turn.
Someone get him out of here, please. You can do that once per turn.
That's so rude. Okay.
He was at full health last time, so couldn't do it.
Okay, guys. So I'm not. I wasn't joking. Whenever I said I can cast maze.
Okay.
Someone else can teleport us.
I have teleport.
Aelor.
This is looking like a better idea, right?
You can cast maze, and we would all get an extra round on.
I can cast banishment.
Yeah, I think foresight would be the better chance here. I am using foresight. I can now see into the future. I have advantage against basically everything. Other people have disadvantage on attack rolls against me.
Cool.
I have advantage on attack rolls, ability checks, and saving throws. Okay. I see the future.
Ooh, that's a ninth. Oh.
Do we win? Mm-hmm. In the future, do we win?
Not yet.
I also have planar shift, so I can just like take us all out of here.
That'd be good. Just, then we
just
won't
in
have
case.
To fight
you guys, you can't. You've got... The whole universe is in your hands right now. You have to kill Orcus.
We will somewhere else.
Just if things get too bad.
No. I will die today.
We do have to all hold hands in a circle, and I don't feel like...
Like, I will not go.
Tefroth wouldn't do it.
So, yeah, I'm at... How much health am I at? Still 7? Still, like, 10?
10.
All right, I'm still at 10 health, so healing would be nice.
10 health?
Yeah, that's funny.
Is that all you can do?
Yeah. Wait, I might have a bonus action somewhere in here. Hold on.
So you're not invulnerable.
No, I have advantage against everything, though.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can just turn off my invulnerability. I have a feeling you can do that.
You know,
nah.
No.
He has to cast a spell first.
We're $6 from 4,666.
Nice.
Oh, I was going to say, we're $9 away from Owen being able to say a swear word live.
Is that a rule?
I think that we decided it was.
Right, cool. Decided.
At 5,000.
Oh, at 5,000. Oh, okay. We got a bit more.
But yeah, I can't do anything else.
Okay. Adira.
All right, so peeking around the corner and seeing this giant zombie dinosaur, Adira thinks, oh, hell no. And I'm going to imprison the zombie dinosaur.
Nice.
And so the form that I choose for my imprisonment is burial. So it gets entombed far beneath the earth in a sphere of magical forces just large enough to contain it, and nothing can pass through it. No one can go into it. It can't planar shift out of it.
He gets turned into gasoline for our cars.
So does he get to roll anything?
Or back once you came, dinosaur.
Does he get to, like, do anything?
Or? Nope.
What's the spell?
Oh, so it's a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Undead dinosaurs are famously wise.
They've seen a lot.
He's a 7. He rolled a 7 and he's got a minus 4 to wisdom.
Yeah. So he doesn't get squished in a ball and down in the earth.
All right.
So he'll be nice, guys.
So T-Rex is gone. That's fun.
He's probably happy about it. He's like, I was in the ground. I like it here. This is my house.
This is the prison I know.
I was watching old episodes of Bones. I'm happy about it. There's no new episodes of Bones, so I don't know why I said all.
I think there are, though.
Really?
I think there are.
I've been dead for 201 years.
and the cat wants to do something.
No, oh, what does the cat do?
My cat yells, revenge, and... also yells, taste this, and bites deeper.
Wow.
Into Orcus. Wow.
Nice.
Took another one damage.
Orcus is really hurting.
Technically, she got the first blood.
Man.
Did Nika not?
I don't know. I think it might have been the cat.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's just the cat. That's funny to me.
Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, didn't Orcus take the one damage first?
And yes, the cat talked.
Of course.
Excellent.
Its meows weren't very convincing, so...
It was trying to act like it just meowed, but yeah, meow. Then it was like, actually, I can talk.
I'm just trying to figure out where all of you are.
I'm hacking at his feeties and jumping up in air and stabbing him in his eyeballs.
Neve is up by Orcus. Aelor and Eckert are in the back still. And Adira's even further back. Orcus is just trying to figure out who he can kill the hardest.
Please do not bully me.
Me! Kill him!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself,
I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Oh, and we're $300 away from you being able to do a swear, so think of a good one. This is your only one.
Come on, guys, please. I've been trapped for so long.
No one agreed to this.
If somebody Sorry, gives the $300, they get to choose the swear.
Oh god. Yeah, let's not. These people are monsters.
Yeah, that is also true. You have to give me warning so I can take the earbud out of Larkin's.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it either.
Michael's also never done a swear, so
I don't care for them.
5001, he can do a swear.
Michael can finally swear.
Let's see. So Orcus wields the wand of him, and he's going to do Circle of Death.
Oh boy!
Oh, I know that game.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is that the one where you take the whole deck and you like put it around the beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you King's break Cup. The circle. Nice.
No, so it's called Circle of Death.
Sphere of negative energy ripples out in a 60-foot radius sphere from a point within range. Ooh, 60-foot radius. Actually, that can get a lot of people.
That's a lot.
I actually teleported five feet behind the ghoul. Yeah, so I was behind us. So I'm just out of there.
I think it's going to get everybody but Adira and Aelor because they're the ones I love the most.
What about, a radius. I'm in the air above. Does it get me?
I'm on.
It's a ring. It's not a sphere.
Disney's on a flying carpet.
I would like y'all to make a Constitution saving throw.
Good thing that's not me because I have +1 to that.
Oh, you are. What's the DC?
It's like he didn't hear me when he said I was in the air flying.
Michael's ignoring us. Oh, we had advantage.
DC is 23. Wait, is that right? Yeah, 23.
23?
Did you say a dexterity, Michael?
Constitution.
Do we get pluses 22. To saving throws?
Yes,
is that what?
If you're within 30 feet of me, which I don't know if y'all are, you get a +4.
We're not?
Advantage. If you're within 30 feet, you get advantage and +4.
Aelor is, and Adira is.
Okay, well, I can't. I can't do it because my con modifier is only 2. So there's really no way that I can.
Well, you rolled 20.
Okay. I rolled an 18, which is good, but not good enough. Let me just double check that I don't have some.
Ow. All
right.
Michael, I got a 23.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
You make it.
Michael, I rolled a natural 1, but I'm going to use Indomitable to re-roll it.
Okay.
I got a 24.
I got a 25.
Okay. So you guys all did great. I'm proud of every one of you.
Except for me.
If you fail the saving throw, you take 28 damage. If you succeeded, you take 14.
Either would kill me if I was in there.
And this is, I assume, magic damage?
This is necrotic.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm resistant to that.
Yeah.
So then you take 7.
Your death cannot claim me, but please do.
I was dying.
All right.
I'm at 219 hit points.
Oh my gosh.
All right, great. Eckard.
All right. So what kind of undead monstrosities are in the general vicinity of Eckard?
Believe it or not, there's still 2 ghouls.
What the heck?
What the heck?
Oh yeah.
There's a death knight.
Mm.
And that's it in your general vicinity, and then 60 feet away from you is an evil Prince of Hades. No, of the Abyss.
Oh. Okay, Daddy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a couple of attacks on the ghouls. Specifically, I'm going to start with the one that he tried to hurt me before, and I didn't like it very much.
Okay.
By the strength of Rhaegar, die, you scum!
And that is a 16 plus... a 26 versus AC.
That just hits.
Okay, good. So he takes... 4, so 11 slashing damage, and... 14 radiant damage.
Is this the injured one or the uninjured
the
one?
The injured one.
Okay, what does it look like when you kill him?
It looks like a sword made of pure light slashes through him, and he explodes into a small inferno of light.
Nice.
And ash. Yeah. And then because I'm a paladin, I get bonus attack, y'all. So I'm going to attack that other ghoul.
Okay.
And that is a less good attack. That is a 19 versus AC.
That is going to hit a ghoul.
Oh, phew, I'm sweating that one. So he will take 12 slashing damage and 14, 18 radiant damage.
What does it look like when you kill that ghoul?
It looks similar, except it's instead of like a bright white light, it's like a reddish-er light.
Are either of those ghouls whom died within 60 feet of me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Both. Please heal.
So can I heal poor Aelor? It's not
you
like
can.
A heck amount. It's just some. Basically, you get healing equal hit points equal to the enemy's number of hit dice.
Mm.
So it's not too many, but it's a little bit.
Number of hit dice?
Yes.
Okay, so they each have 5 hit dice?
Get 5 hit points.
For each of them.
Wow.
So I got 10.
10.
Yeah, it doubles my HP.
That's like twice as twice what we had before.
And Michael, if I am close enough, I would like to get within melee range of the Death Knight.
You can do that.
I would like to do that.
By the justice of Rhaegar, I come for thee.
And I'll end my turn.
Alright, that was good.
Thank you.
Orcus, it's like he's not fooling around anymore. He's going to take one of his legendary actions, and he's going to attack Neve.
That's you.
No.
And that is going to be a 24 versus AC.
Yeah, that does it, okay?
Okay, so he chill touches you.
I don't like being chill touched.
He's like, it's chill, don't worry. And he touches you. Gross.
You know, just D&D and chill.
It does. Oh, God. How much? Does 22 damage. And you can't be healed.
Wait. It does 24 and then 22 damage?
No, sorry. It does 22 damage and you can't be healed. That's it. Just 22.
Dang.
That's all. Just 22. What does that put you at?
93.
Oh, okay.
It could be worse.
Curious. Just curious.
I don't like the way he's asking me these questions. I don't think he has good intent toward me.
I think he might.
I'm just trying to help you. All right. Tetheroth.
Okay.
Tetheroth, do your turn fast so I can do my thing. I'm dying.
Okay. Even though I'm constantly reading through how to play this man, and it's so custom confusing. All right. For my first action, I scream and try to cut off the head of Orcus. So
can't cut his head off.
Well, we'll see. I'm gonna do another reckless attack. And Michael, I think I forgot to tell you, but I get a he gets advantage to me too. So.
Ah.
So I'm gonna sack that advantage, and I'm going to do rapid strike. And on top of that, I'm gonna use my great weapon fighter feat to give myself a -5 penalty to both of these strikes. 34, I think, 32? Something like that.
It's not really... I don't know if you've played Dungeons & Dragons before, but it's not really like a...
I did 15.
24-ish kind of situation. It's usually you get actually the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit 5,000, by the way.
Owen has to swear.
Yay!
He has to swear.
No.
It's custom.
Yay!
No.
Hey, Owen!
No, he isn't as happy as I can hear.
He doesn't know you.
I heard you. I heard you across the room, Carly.
You can't hear this.
Right. Which to pick? Which to pick?
Oh, no.
Really important one.
I do 21 damage on that one.
What did you do?
I did 21 damage.
Okay.
And then I attack two more times. That's a 25. And then that's a... That's an 18, so I...
That misses.
No, that's a 28. That's 22 damage. And this is 23 damage. And then I attack again. So, use my action to attack three more times. That is a 1, 2, 3. I hit all three and I don't crit. And then I'll do my... 36 damage on that last one. And okay. That's my turn. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Should I take out Larkins?
All right. I'm taking my headphones off.
Go ahead. You gonna hear it?
Do your worst. I don't want to hear it. It's too horrific.
Here we go.
Don't do a swear.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm going to do it. Shit.
Yes! Oh, God. I'm sure you said like heckin'.
I was gonna say, I feel like that was the most innocent curse.
I did not think he was gonna say poppycock, but then he went ahead and
just went and did it.
Life is terrible. All right, thanks everybody for raising so much money for Alzheimer's.
For Alzheimer's.
Yes.
So at 6,000, he gets to say another one, right?
Yeah, sure. 5,500. I mean,
a ninth level cuss. It's a really powerful one.
You say a Jennifer level cuss.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm basically attacking 9 times in 6 seconds, so it's very angry.
Are you not done yet?
No, I'm done. I just want to... Is he dead? Did I kill him yet?
No, he's not dead.
I think he might be.
He isn't even... He laughs at you.
What? Oh, this jerk.
How much damage have we done to him, would you say, Michael?
Over 200.
Oh, okay.
Like 250-ish.
I think I've done like 180.
That's decent.
All right, way to brag.
Hey.
Sword man.
I did like 20 damage.
I can't wait till I get close to him so I can hit him.
I haven't done anything. No damage.
I ain't done shit.
Nothing of use. I healed Owen for like 10 HP. That's it.
Well, you look good doing it.
Hey, Jennifer, do you want to be a cool animal like an ancient dragon?
I actually have a thing coming up that's going to mess him up.
Okay.
I just need to be able to touch him.
He doesn't like that. I think he's gonna I need to actually be a bad boy, and he's gonna focus on you. And
oh, that's a good three.
How does an 18 work against your AC?
He has plus 15.
It does. Yes. It works.
My God.
It works?
Yeah.
That's great news.
No, it was bad news.
It's me too.
Oh, shit.
You take 19 necrotic.
He has to roll a 2 or lower. To not hit me.
He does.
Doesn't matter. I'm not hurt. I'm pretty.
All right, it's your turn. It's time to shine, Neve.
Oh man, this doesn't work. I'm just gonna absolutely lose my mind. So I am going to fly up close to our old friend Orcus here, and gently like put my feathers on his face, like really softly, and say. My darling.
It's a rotting goat skull.
Yeah, it's really gross. I'll fix you. And then I'm going to cast Contagion.
Okay.
So, your touch inflicts disease. I'm going to make a melee spell.
I feel like he's
attack.
Diseased enough.
He's about to be more diseased. So I'm going to cast a disease on him called Slimy Doom. The creature begins to bleed uncontrollably. The creature has disadvantage on constitution checks and constitution saving throws. In addition, whenever the creature takes damage, it is stunned until the end of its next turn.
Damn.
Whoa.
Boy.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt.
So you have to roll a d20. And
God,
then...
I bet Orcus is immune to stun.
God, he probably is.
Probably. And he probably just like choose to be over it.
I don't like that this is a thing that I have to roll for.
Well, you get plus 19, right?
Plus 11.
Plus 11.
Still is a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do it.
Okay, 20.
20 hits.
Nice job.
All right, he starts to blade it in control. Oh, wait, okay, sorry, the other important thing about this, do you know what, do you want to know what the duration is? Just give a guess what the duration is on this.
One round.
7 days.
Oh, God.
He's sick as hell.
So I guess just a shower of blood starts raining down on Tefaroth.
And actually, you know what? I'm not done. I decided.
Oh boy!
I'm mad.
What is this? What's the stun thing, though?
Oh, so let's see. Whenever the creature takes damage, it's stunned until the end of its next turn.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he should be immune to disease, but he's immune to poison.
He is a disease, though.
He is a disease.
I agree.
He can't be poisoned. It just has nothing about disease here.
Wow.
Love it. All okay, right, so now I'm going to do another thing to him.
Jennifer, would you like more beer?
Sure.
Okay. Tim, can you get me a beer?
Okay, so now I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
And I create a floating spectral weapon within range that lasts for the duration. So when you cast a spell, you can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. So now I want to use my mace to hit him with the spiritual weapon.
Nice.
So then he'll be stunned, hopefully.
All right, if you do that, I can do this in peace.
Let's say it's 15.
15 to hit?
Yeah,
that's what I missed.
You have your d12 if you want
to. Okay, I want that. I want it. So that just adds on top?
Yeah.
19?
A 19 just misses.
Oh, shit! Somebody gotta hit him real fast.
Does he have disadvantage? Because he... No.
I can't believe this.
Believe you've done this.
I can't believe you've done this.
He goes, "How dare you?" And then he swings his tail at you. And, man, I'm rolling like garbage. 25 versus Neve's AC.
Yeah, that does it.
Okay, you're going to take 21 piercing and 9 poison. So 30 damage.
I'm so afraid for your character, Jennifer. I don't want you to die.
I'm going to have to let you run away.
Someone's got to die. You know what I'm saying?
What? Tim just held up 5-hour energy.
I got 2.
He's got 10 hours of energy.
I got 10 hours of energy right here.
You have to drink them at the same time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Oh, at least it's time for his pal, the Death Knight, to have some fun. He's going to do a destructive wave. He's going to strike the ground, creating a burst of divine energy that ripples outwards. Each creature you choose within 30 feet of you must succeed a constitution saving throw. Oh, boy. Mm.
What type of damage?
Thunder.
Oh.
Or as well as radiant or necrotic.
Wait, so does that mean you get to pick?
I get to pick. Isn't that fun?
DM's choice.
Isn't that fun? So I'm going to need Aelor and Eckard and Adira to make constitution saving throw.
All right, so I have advantage, so hopefully. 9? Nope. How much is...
Is Aelor still within 30 feet of me, or...?
Pretty sure I am.
DC is 18.
Okay, so I have to roll pretty good here, guys. 17 or higher.
I believe in you.
Don't forget that +4 from my saving throws.
Oh, wait, +4? Actually, yeah, I do.
You do. You succeed. How about Eckard and Adira?
I just assumed that I wouldn't have to. What am I rolling?
May the protection of Rhaegar save you.
Okay.
Constitution saving throw.
If that had hit me, I would have absorbed element in it.
I respect the arrogance of the Harpers to be like, I don't need to do that.
I rolled a natural 20.
Nice, you succeed.
Man.
So you all succeeded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We take no damage, he gets scared and he goes away.
You each take 8 thunder and 8 radiant damage.
All right.
So 16 total.
So I'm going to use absorb elements, and so it doesn't use a spell slot because that's one of my... It's my spellmastery spells. So I absorb it, and I have resistance to the thunder.
Okay.
And my next weapon attack.
So you only take 4 for that.
Yep. And my extra weapon, and when I do a weapon attack later, it does 1d6 thunder as well.
Cool. Good job, everybody.
So I don't take as much damage.
Round 3. Who's ready
for it? Damn Daniel. Oh yeah, also on our podcast, we say damn Daniel and
And that's our thing now.
We think it's cool.
Kind of our thing.
If someone can make, if someone can give him disadvantage on saving throws, I can do something that really hurts him.
So if we hurt him, he'll be stunned, and that's hella disadvantage, so.
Yeah.
Wait, what type of saving throw is it?
Dex. He has to get a dex.
Because you just gave him a negative to con, right, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
So Tiffany is just a radiant ball of light, and she takes her hands that are down at her sides, and she brings them up while she's singing a song, and she hits the highest note and just vibratos out the ass. And whenever that happens, she puts her hands together, she brings them down, and a beam of brilliant light flashes out of my hand in a 5-foot wide, 6-foot long line. Basically, I'm like Moira from Overwatch, and I'm just like, and I'm just gonna sunbeam the fuck out of him. He needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, which he's got disadvantage on.
He has
Isn't
disadvantage
that funny that he has
that.
Disadvantage on that, huh?
Isn't that?
Isn't that curious?
Oh, so he would only get a 9, but he's going to choose to not fail the saving throw.
How many times can you do that?
Legendary resistance. If Orcus fails the saving throw, he can choose to succeed instead.
What?
That's fine. That's fine.
I just choose to not fail, personally.
He is still going to take an ass load of damage. He's going to take 30 of my radiant damage, just because I am a blinding star right next to him.
Do I take
and
any damage,
he's
please?
He's going to do what?
Do I take any damage?
No, you're fine.
I think
you're
he wants it.
and then he's going to take half of 6d8 damage. So I'm going to roll those up.
If you do more than 11, I can kill him.
What?
Yes, I can kill you.
Stop looking at the hit points.
You can see the future, Michael. It's not cheating.
Yeah, I can see the future.
You justified it. I respect it.
This sucks. I haven't even gotten close enough to hit him yet. It makes me very sad.
I got 14 damage is... oh, wait. Sorry, that was just 4. Let me roll 2 more times. 14. Oh, 15. Wow. Breaking the bank on that one. Thank God. 22 damage, so he'll take 11.
That's just enough. Thank you.
All right. So.
I didn't even plan that. I swear. It's radiant also.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's more than enough.
So, and now he's stunned because he's taking damage. Is that correct?
No. He did not. If he would have failed, he would have been blinded or stunned.
But you hit him because his contagion.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, yeah. So I hit him with this beam.
All right. So that means he's stunned. Is that.
This fool is stunned.
Okay. So I don't think he can take legendary actions if he's stunned, right? He can't, like, hit somebody with his tail.
Unless his legendary action is, like, to shrug off.
Is he an undead?
He's a fiend.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's stunned until the end of his next turn.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's also super bright in here. So if anyone has, like, light aversion, I'm very sorry.
I think I might, but I could probably hit him with my eyes closed.
You're stunned.
He's stunned. So can he not take a lair action, do you think?
I don't think he can.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's stunned, man.
Or
his voice booms throughout the lair and he utters power word kill.
Nope.
You can't use somatic components to spells if you're stunned.
Take that booty, man.
I made that up, but it sounds like it's real, right?
But okay.
Nope. He's stunned.
So he just can't do anything for one round. We have him, right? He's stunned for
a
round.
He's stunned, and then he can start his round, but then he gets hit again and he's stunned again.
So this spell only has verbal components.
Yeah, but he's stunned. Oh.
Well, yeah, you can't. When I'm stunned, I can't speak.
Yeah, you can't take actions if you're stunned.
And I am legendary.
Usually I'm stunned.
But
silent.
I want to kill somebody.
Too bad.
I want you to kill me.
I can kill, like, several of you.
I want you
now.
To kill somebody, too. Don't. I mean, Tim died once already.
Come on, let me do my cool
I didn't get to
fail,
use
please.
My okay, death thing. That is cool.
A stunned creature cannot take any actions.
Yes. Oh, man.
None.
What about reactions?
Doesn't matter.
No, he's dead in the water.
Okay, what about bonus actions, though?
Orcus is owned! So,
how about free actions?
He could say, aw, heck.
He can void his bowels as a free action.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Aelor, you're up, buddy.
So if he's stunned, does he have disadvantage on dex?
I think he does, right?
Hey, Dad. This is going to hurt. You might want to make a good...
I mean, you're not attacking me, you're attacking Orcus.
Orcus. Oh, Orcus, this is going to hurt a lot. Yeah. Well, I can't. It's not me rolling, so hey.
Okay, so I have to roll?
Yep, so roll a dex saving throw.
Okay, I can still choose to succeed.
Nope. You can't do legendary actions.
Why not?
Because you're stunned.
I'm legendary resistant.
Doesn't matter, you're stunned.
I think he can still do that. I don't know.
I think he's still
can. If only
I
had Mordenkainen's Tome of Full of Foes.
What is he is doing dex?
Yes.
So he would get a 10, but I think he's gonna... Well, how much time do we have?
20 minutes, 21.
21 minutes.
What, you guys wanna wrap this up real quick?
What are you trying to do here?
I'm gonna disintegrate him. So does that... Do you want that to hit or no?
What, you know what? It might not. What the heck?
Alright, so I'm going to use Overchannel, and I'm going to use Disintegrate as an 8th level spell. So that's 16d6 plus 40 at max damage.
That's so many!
And that does a total of, here, I have the math, 136 damage. Bye.
Nice.
Oh.
That definitely kills.
That's what you get.
As Orcus is being disintegrated, he goes, I have one more trick up my sleeve. And an adult blue Draco Lich emerges.
I thought you were going to say an orca whale comes out.
An orcus whale.
And will fade out as this adult blue Draco Lich comes charging.
By the surprise of Rhaegar, I am surprised.
And
Lich.
You guys did it. You beat Orcus.
I did 136 damage.
Wait, but isn't there a Draco Lich now, or?
There is. There's also a Death Knight, but
yeah. Wait, let's
forget about him.
We could wipe them up pretty easily.
They're probably
right?
Very disheartened. The Death Knight is very powerful, as is the Draco Lich.
I fought Death Knight before, and it was like hard.
Mm. Yeah. No, they're tough. Mm.
What level were you?
I thought it was like not super long ago.
Death Knight has a CR. Of 17.
Oh,
Jesus.
And I could have had the Draco Lich the whole time.
Man.
Could we cut to like the party afterward where we're all celebrating and I want to use a 9th level spell and make someone into an ancient brass tag?
Okay, so
can we kill Tevaroth so he can finally do his thing?
I decided to not fudge my numbers and I actually rolled and my next attack I was going to hit him 8 times for a total of 249 damage. And I probably could have done that every single time.
Would that hurt the Draco Lich? I mean, would that kill it?
Yeah, that would.
Oh yeah, can we kill
I
the Draco Lich?
I believe that would one-shot it. Yes.
Yeah, he's got 225 HPs.
Oh, that's perfect.
So yeah, so so I jump up and I cut it in twine.
We're at the after party. Everyone's dancing around.
No, I'm not. I'm crying.
Wait,
playing.
Is he gonna come back?
Aelor has a lampshade on his head. Eckard
is eating
by
bread.
The temperance of Rhaegar, I don't drink.
Eckard is dancing around. He's holding Orcus's
by
wand.
By the prudence of Rhaegar, I don't dance.
I don't know what else is happening at this.
I'm crying because I survived another battle.
By the shame of Rhaegar, I flagellate myself.
What loot did we get?
I console. Yeah, we loot the box.
Oh, yeah. I get the hand. I mean, the wand of Orcus.
Yeah, there's lots of great loot.
Okay, Aelor gets the wand of Orcus, but I get the wand of Orcus.
What is this? A belt of storm giant strength?
Neve does have a rat hanging out of her mouth.
She's an owl.
Can you make like some sort of crazy haggis with Orcus's weird goat stomach?
Man, that's gnarly.
That's for some reason.
That's gotta be a wondrous item.
Yeah. An Orcus bag of holding.
It's okay. Ooh. I will cast like purify food on it.
For some reason, we're eating Orcus just to prove we can.
We don't like it. None of us
it's
are
like,
enjoying
this
it.
Is not as good as a chicken, no. But we can prove. Yeah.
By the hunger of Rhaegar, we feast.
You come back and Bigby is like giving everyone high fives and fist bumps.
Wait, I thought you were dying.
He's like, oh, I'm better now. Thanks.
Did you just not want to go fight him?
I've seen him and I know I did not.
Michael, can Mordenkainen be here?
By the glory of Rhaegar, I bestow upon you, Bigby, my left small toe. Fresh from the foot.
I shall treasure it forever. Thank you for sacrificing.
Kefaroth, what do you want to do?
What? Oh, is Mordenkainen here?
No, but he left this note.
She!
And it says... Oh, right, I forgot. She left this note, and she said, great job.
Is it actually written in her handwriting, or is it just Big B's left hand?
It's definitely from her.
By the coveting of Rhaegar, I must keep this note for my library.
I forgot, let's go back in time, and I had cast Gentle Repose on our friend's toe. So this is cool. It's not gonna get decayed and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Icky.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have cast Death Ward on Aelor to keep him from dying, but he didn't die anyway, so it's fine.
He did.
I held in there.
Yeah, we all did.
I think like 20 characters are very strong.
Yes, they are.
They are.
I feel bad that I didn't do any damage to Orcus though, you guys.
Can we, whenever we get to 20th level, Michael, can we do a whole bunch of things?
Second we hit 20, we're just gonna cancel podcast.
I would actually be not cancel. We got to start over. We got to take like a
level one,
yeah,
like a couple weeks break to,
and then go back to level one.
Yeah, man. I already have my character. I'm gonna play. I'm ready.
The final chunk of story will be when you guys are all 20th level. Yeah.
Can we kill these people?
You can be gods.
Yeah. I think I'd like to stay alive.
I mean, you might run into them again. Who knows?
Man, I wanna explore my scary owl girl some more.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, really into the grave, and we didn't really quite get enough into that. So I hope we get to explore it.
I want to see what happens when she touches more people's face.
Yeah, exactly. What more copious bleeding can I cause?
Yeah.
I've always been like, clerics are boring. They just heal people. It's like, actually, that's not true at all. No. They do, like, mega damage, so.
No, they, clerics whip ass.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to play them as, like, healing batteries.
But I mean, like, I could do a lot of healing, but I don't have to do a lot of healing. Yeah. I can do
like spiritual weapons are really good.
Yeah,
you choose to do a lot of healing.
Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes is a pretty neat book.
Yeah, what kind of other gross monsters are in it?
Well, it's got all kind of, the first half of it is all about like the different all these different like giant wars that are going on. Essentially, cool. Like it covers the abyss and hell. Constantly being at each other, and lots about devils and demons, and it's got a bunch of stuff about elves and the various elves and how dark elves came to be, and gnomes and like dwarves and Dugar or whatever
they Durgar.
That's
those
awesome.
Are called
Dugongs.
So it goes Dugongs. Through, there's a whole thing about Gith. There you can make a Gith Yankee.
Oh man!
And then it's got a whole bestiary, and it's got lots of cool stuff like Orcus.
Nice.
Sorry, I turned
get
into
it
dust.
On D&D Beyond. Probably.
Probably.
What challenge rating do you think Tim is?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm strong.
We got 0.5.
But I'm also weak.
Hey, look, everyone's in this room now.
Whoa.
It's magic.
How'd you do?
How did this happen?
Yeah, so this is, we are Drunks and Dragons, as we said. Thank you so much to Wizards of the Coast for including us in all of this. It was a lot of fun. We hope you check us out as one of the longer in the tooths shows. You can
That's
start episode, most of our listeners suggest. Starting at episode one, we probably should have said this at the top. Starting at episode one, or episode 156, or episode 227.
I had it written down. Hold
on. Or 246.
I think it's 40 something.
Yeah, it will
right?
say start of arc three, but most people say just take your time. You know, take the next 4 years to catch up.
You got to. We have a lot of episodes.
Watch us grow.
And honestly, it doesn't. It goes a lot faster than 4 years. Like, you could probably listen in, like, a month. I think there's people who do it in, like, 2 months.
There are people who do it
so.
Super fast.
Yeah, they listen like, to it at double speed or something like that.
Like, as a person who's just listened to, like, an absolutely absurd amount of podcasts recently because we were moving, like, just crank it in the background.
Crank
it
in the background. Yeah. That's my...
Just do it.
Yeah, skip the ads, one and a half speed, you know, whatever you need to do.
Actually, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you can get the episodes ad-free.
Look at this guy.
That is true.
This guy is so good at selling. True.
He's my freaking dude.
We should get you on a show.
Yeah, you should be on a podcast. Don't check out Random Encounters and whatever other weird things Matthew does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do those things.
We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio this year doing a convention. You come check that out. It's going to be July 19th.
I always have to Google it. Oof.
First.
Figure that out in my calendar.
Yeah.
I have to 22nd. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard. I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at Matthew M. Morris.
I'm at Animated Me with the Isis Threes.
Owen doesn't have a social media presence as far as I know, and if he does...
Come on, Tim.
If he does, secret.
Secret.
He doesn't want me to know about it, and that's fine.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished searching for death with Ketheroth, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps keeps us growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week or find us on our feed. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs Controlled Chaos, Enter the Maze, Black Vortex, Division, Death of Kings, Bathed in Light, Celtic Impulse, and Exit the Premises are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.